This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack. Just about a week or two ago, I had Dr. Amy Knops, the director of Marching Mizzou, here on Show Me Today. And she was telling us that every week, Marching Mizzou puts on a different show for the football fans. They started the season with an Olympic theme early in the year since they were coming out of the Tokyo Games. And then she said this.
We have a very special show planned for October 2nd that I cannot leak out yet. It's top secret. So
okay.
Gotta stay tuned for the SEC home opener. But it will not need to be missed.
Well, she was right. That big surprise was the use of a robot in the halftime show on the field with Marching Mizzou and the Golden Girls. And joining us now is Christofferson Culmer, a professor of professional practice for the IT department at Mizzou. Joining us to talk more about Spot the Robot. Christofferson, welcome. And I'm assuming it got the name Spot because it looks like a robotic dog that moves on four legs.
Yeah. So Spot is a quadruped robot, just means it walks on four legs, that is produced by Boston Dynamics. And you know, that's the production name they gave it, because when you look at it, like you said, it most resembles a dog. And so I guess it made sense to them to name it, to give it a name like Spot, so synonymous with like a dog.
Yeah. Well, what can you tell us about Spot, the robotics part of it, and how it was developed?
Yeah. So usually I know in the halftime show, people looked at it and saw it dancing. But like I said, the Spot robot was created by Boston Dynamics, and it's actually used in industrial types settings. And so what it's used for in those types of settings is that it's used to automate things like inspections. So in an industrial type setting, a person might need to perform routine inspections every hour, every 2 hours. And so with a robot like Spot, you can automate those processes to free up time for a human to do something else. And so really what Spot is used for, it's used to do things where it's either too dangerous, a situation that may be too dangerous for a human to perform an action, or a human's time is better spent doing something else. And so Spot is really an industrial solution to automate certain tasks that free up human time to do other things, or like I said, that potentially take humans out of danger.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to get into that part of it. And maybe it leads into this too, but how was Spot able to pull off those choreographed moves? How is that programmed?
Okay. Yeah. So Spot's what's called an API. So in programming, there's a thing called an API, which is an application programmer interface. And so the engineers at Boston Dynamics, they actually created a dance API. And so in that dance API, they give us, the programmers, access to different movements that Spot can do that are different from the typical movements that he does under regular control. And so they have an application called Choreographer where we can put these moves on a timeline in a sequence. And some of the moves, like a regular jump, are pre-programmed. So I can tell Spot to jump forward, jump back, or jump in a turn. Other movements are more intricate. So when he does more intricate moves, it may be as intricate as saying, move the left leg in this direction, move the left forward leg in this direction, move the right forward leg in this direction. And so we may have to string together, you know, 10, 15, 20 intricate moves to pull off one full move, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Christofferson Culmer is a professor of professional practice for the IT department at Mizzou. He teaches courses in software engineering, and you program all these specific moves to have Spot do these dances. But let's go on to a job site, and you talked about going through, doing inspections. How do you program something like that? You have to have the layout of where they're going. You talk about dangerous spots. I don't know if, you know, footing is difficult. So how does that program, and then after you get Spot, this is kind of a two-part question here. I'm all over the place. I'm so excited about this. My mind is racing.
Yeah. Please ask away.
Yeah.
Ask
so away. You kind of program it to do a certain thing during an inspection. But what happens if that terrain or that building changes or whatever is being inspected?
Yeah, so those are all great questions. And I'll use this as sort of a segue to give you more of an insight about what we're using Spot for. So our program actually began a partnership with Ameren earlier in the year. Ameren has a nuclear power plant in Callaway County near Fulton. And our students are going to be working with engineers at Ameren to develop custom solutions to be deployed in their power plant. I think this semester, 100% of the students who are working on projects in the lab, they're undergraduates. So freshmen to seniors, so 18 to basically 22, 23 year olds
Wow.
are working on this. Yep. And so with Spot, what we can do, so let's say, for example, I use the example of automating inspections. Let's say there are a number of valves and gauges on particular pieces of equipment that people would need to monitor. Like I said, every hour, every 2 hours a shift. We can actually program Spot to travel a path, a particular path. And Spot has actually 5 onboard cameras, 2 in the front, 1 on each side, and a camera in the back. It also has an external camera that we can mount to it that has a 30x zoom on it and has 360 degree views at all times. So we can walk Spot on a route and have it take pictures of, you know, these valves, these gauges, or these points of interest that may need to be recorded every so often. We can then send those images to operators somewhere. We can pass them to a program that does machine learning with optical character recognition to process the readings on those gauges and then pass that data on, like I said, to operators or inspectors somewhere. And so we can program Spot to walk that path. And so the question that you asked was, what happens if the terrain changes? Well, hopefully the terrain doesn't change too much, but even if it does change slightly, okay? So if there are objects in the way, Spot has obstacle detection and avoidance. And so if there's an obstacle in the way, like a trash can or a pallet of something, Spot is smart enough to traverse around that, okay? If there are smaller changes along the pathway, Spot is smart enough to still navigate through that pathway. If the robot ever comes to a point in the path where it's completely blocked off, it sits down and it waits until the path is clear. It notifies an operator to say, "Hey, I'm essentially stuck, and so some things need to be addressed." But ultimately, the path that Spot traverses, even if it changes a little bit, the robot is smart enough to navigate that environment without any human intervention to correct it.
That is amazing. It's like Lassie meets technology.
Yeah.
Show me the tape.
Now, people may laugh when I say this, but when I saw Spot during the halftime show, mm-hmm. I had two different thoughts. One was how cool this is and right. how cute. I mean, I could almost see people wanting this as a pet.
Yep.
And I'm sure we're many, many years down the road. But you think about it, though. And listen, I know this is what dudes were probably thinking. Look, I could have Spot grab a snack for me or grab a beer out of the fridge.
Yeah.
Or have friends over and your robotic dog is dancing, doing tricks. Mm-hmm. You don't have to let the robot dog out at 2 o'clock in the morning to go in the yard. So I could mm-hmm. see that standpoint from it. Then the other part of it was it's kind of freaky. It's kind of like, whoa, that's a little scary. So are there people that are fearful that robots are going to take over humans? Because I see that, I don't know if yeah. that's just fringe craziness or if, in fact, that is something that people should be concerned about.
You know, there's two reactions when people see Spot. And on the one hand, we have the amazement and the interest. Wow, this is great. This technology is amazing. What can it do? And then on the other hand, there are the people who are quote unquote creeped out by robots, you know, like people who are afraid of clowns, you know.
It's a great comparison.
Yeah, there are some people who love clowns, there's some people who are absolutely terrified by clowns. And so there's usually, you know, those two reactions and nothing in between. No one ever sees Spot and says, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
I keep moving. one of the things, if I come across that situation where people who are like, I'm freaked out by it, we talk a bit about what the robot does, why we have the robot. And really, with this robot in particular, Spot is made to roam. I tell people all the time, Spot is made to roam, not to run. So the fastest the robot can move is about 3 miles an hour. So a robot who can only move 3 miles an hour isn't going to be of danger to anybody. and so if it is, there are probably bigger issues to address than the robot. But yeah, so we just talk about, you know, I tell them about, and me and my students, you know, we do this, we talk about the purposes of the robot, the things that it can do, the actions it can perform, and why it's a necessary tool, and especially in industrial type setting. And you mentioned maybe in more domestic type settings, actually one of the things that students in our lab are working on are investigating more domestic and consumer type applications to utilize Spot with. So we have students who are developing mobile applications to control Spot using gestures. So instead of having a controller, you know, being able to point in a direction and say, Spot go, Spot come, Spot sit, Spot go get, you know, a snack or something along those lines. We're investigating more, like I said, consumer and industrial type uses of the robot, because I can see a point in time in the future where people have, where people may have a robot like this in their homes. If you think of the Roomba robot that zooms around and vacuums the floor, you know, that's essentially, you know, Spot is, I wouldn't say it's that on four legs, but it's that type of idea where you can automate tasks inside your home. But with Spot, it would be a level up in terms of the control a person would have over the robot.
Yeah, so it's not that far off. How many Spots are in use?
For us or like globally?
Yeah, well, both, I guess, yeah.
Well, so we have possession of four robots. And I use the word possession because we own just one of them. The one that danced in the halftime show was the one owned by Mizzou. And then we have possession of three Spot robots that Ameren purchased. And so, like I said, where our students are working with their engineers to develop solutions in the nuclear power plant. And so once we're in the process of developing the first solution. And so once those are in practice, I think two of the robots are going to live back in the power plant, and we'll probably have two here. They actually purchased another one, so we'll have five total here in about another couple months. Globally, I think there are about 500 of them that have been sold to date. So we have the 1% of them of the Spot robots, you know, globally here at Mizzou.
Match up with Marching Mizzou. What a great way to promote the university.
Yeah, and it worked out well. Dr. Knopf's Marching Mizzou, the Golden Girls, Kayla Timberlake, who's the head coach there, that whole process of putting the halftime show together, you know, the choreography, the marching with the band, you know, it was a great learning experience for not just my students, but for me as well, but also to show sort of the interdisciplinary nature of the university and, you know, the arts and the sciences, as well as the quote unquote harder sciences, just to be able to put that on display and to show Mizzou as a place of innovation, you know, and cutting edge technology, cutting edge learning, was just amazing to see.
Look what Spot is doing, man. All from a halftime dance show. We've learned so much.
Yeah.
Christofferson Culmer, professor of professional practice for the IT department at Mizzou. Great insight. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.